Adam, I'm guessing you've heard the comments or read potentially the comments Patrick made. The one that stands out seems to be about him saying if you were in a different market, he'd be playing with better players. What goes through your mind when you hear or read comments like that from a teammate?
You know what? I think everyone's entitled to their own opinion. You know, he's a premier goal scorer, so, you know, maybe he's just trying to use that as some leverage to, you know, for his contract. You know, I wouldn't put too much weight into those comments.
We don't hear these comments very often because I would assume they're typically handled in-house. Is there any frustrations with the way that this has been handled? Within the room, that this would be a conversation that would come out in the media rather than, you know, be handled within the room, within the organization.
No, you know what, I think stuff like this, you look at the Marner contract negotiations, well, you know, people were pissed off at him for not signing earlier, and, you know, he signs and all is good in the world, so I would expect something similar to happen with Patty. You know, the contract gets resolved, and, you know, we're going to welcome him back with open arms. We're excited to get him and KC back, and, you know, hopefully it's sooner rather than later.
Jacob Trouba took a while to sign a couple of years back and was very vocal about wanting, you know, more playing time. When he came back, I don't know if it's the exact same situation. Sounds like it's potentially similar. Were there any kind of issues or those things forgotten as soon as that contract is signed?
Yeah, you know, I think as soon as he comes back, they're all big parts of our team. So, you know, they're all good guys in the locker room. So, you know, I don't think we have any issues to worry about integrating them back into the locker room whenever they come back.
Obviously, every contract negotiation is unique, Adam, but when you see movement, Marner, Konechny, Besser last night, does it give maybe a sense of optimism that the logjam's sort of starting to break here with some of these RFAs?
Yeah, well, you know what, I think the closer it gets to the regular season, I think you're going to see more movement. That's just kind of in the best interest of the player and the teams, you know, to be playing. But, yeah, you know, I think each situation is kind of independent, but they're all kind of connected. You know, I think with Marner getting done, you know, his contract might be a bit of an outlier. I don't know how many teams can afford the signing bonus the Leafs have, but, you know, I think all these deals are going to get done in time. You know, I don't think it's necessarily going to put a run on them that the one started to get signed, but, you know what, I think hopefully the two guys on our team get done soon.